We just mentioned a new report that examined how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency dealt with the health care issues for detainees. Now we've got the agency's press secretary, Kelly Nantel. Thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
So a new federal report says your agency should report deaths promptly to Homeland Security and state authorities. So what, if anything, are you planning to change about your procedures in light of the new report?
Well, we've done a few things, actually, and I'd like to just clarify. We do, in fact, notify the Office of the Inspector General of every death, and we make that notification through our Joint Intake Center here at ICE and have been doing that for quite some time. Now, in addition to that, the Assistant Secretary has directed that we immediately begin notifying the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics on any detainee death. That directive has been in place now for probably almost a month and is in full effect. And then in addition to that, she's also directed that we coordinate with the state and local authorities in each state to make sure that they receive the appropriate notification.
When you think about the Washington Post series and the individuals that we also spoke with to put together our report, they said that 83 detainees, by their estimates, died under your agency's care. So they also said that many of those problems that led to the deaths and to other illnesses can be blamed on lack of staffing, lack of interpreters. What do you say?
I can say a few things. We disagree with the number, first and foremost. But I think most importantly, any death in custody is a regrettable and sad occurrence. And we have to evaluate those deaths to determine if there are processes that need to be done differently, if there was any sort of negligent care, or if it's a matter, as was the case in the majority of those deaths, of natural causes. I think people need to understand that individuals who come into our custody have very little preventative or ongoing medical care, and they present with a myriad medical challenges. And so we certainly believe that it is our duty and responsibility to provide them with adequate health care. We do that to the tune of $100 million annually, and we believe that we have appropriate oversight mechanisms in place. However, we are committed to continually evaluating our performance and to making changes that are necessary. And so we have initiated a comprehensive review. We want to take a look at the healthcare services that are provided, identify any gaps, and then set a course to address those gaps.
When you say you disagree with 83 as a death toll, well, do you have a number?
Actually, there were 72 deaths that had occurred during the period of time from 2004 until present. And, you know, I think it's also important to note that the number is dramatically reduced. In 2004, there were 29 deaths. There were 7 in calendar year 2007. That's a 30% reduction. I think that there were a lot of facts that were missing in the Washington Post series, or they certainly did not put their information in a context. I'll give you another example. The series had talked about an increase in suicides in ICE custody. Well, in fact, the facts don't bear that out at all. There's actually been a decrease. We haven't had a successful suicide in more than 15 months. And, you know, we attribute that to a number of things. I don't want to suggest for a second that we're claiming any sort of victory, but we identified where there may have been some problems or a lack of training, a lack of awareness of suicide. We aggressively addressed that, and the result has been a reduction. So I think that the Washington Post series was frustrating in that it did not provide any sort of context into the big picture. I'm just sort of thinking about the population in ICE. We've had nearly 1.5 million individuals come through our custody since 2003, and there have been 72 deaths, as I said. Now, again, every death is sad and regrettable, but I don't think that statistically it's an indication of a system that is providing inadequate health care.
Have you ever considered the possibility that your approach to this, while well-meaning, may not be the right one?
Well, you know, let me put it in a context for you. On any given day, ICE detains about 32,000 individuals. And on any given day, there are more than 1.5 million people who are in removal proceedings. So 32,000 out of more than 1.5 million people who are currently undergoing immigration proceedings, I don't think is an unrealistic or a very large number. I think that we take our responsibility to ensure that individuals who don't represent a threat to national security, public safety, or a threat to flight, or individuals whose criminal history would not require them to be detained, are not. We have Alternatives to Detention, which is a program that has been significantly enhanced over the last several years. But again, if you look at the number of individuals who are out on their own recognizance, 1.5 million people who are in removal proceedings, and only 30,000 are detained on 32,000 are detained on any given day.
Kelly Nantel is Press Secretary for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.